All right. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, folks. Both Mics. Show about nothing and everything.
Why are we losing Mike? Mike, are you there?
There we go. I'm back. I'm here.
Let's try this again. Three, two, one. Live. Anyway, they'll hear the countdown. We'll do it again. Three, two, one. Welcome to Both Mics.
Hey, Both Mics, a show about nothing and everything. That is Mike Sofka.
And that is Mike Taylor. And together, we are Both Mics.
Both Mics. Welcome to show number 54 of Both Mics Heard Everywhere. Podcast can be heard live every Friday night around 7-ish Eastern Time on twitch.tv/BothMics. Find us anywhere podcasts can be found. And YouTube. What you got there, Mike? What you got?
Oh, pizza.
What you doing? What you doing, Mike?
Eating some pizza.
I don't blame you. Well, while you're feeding your face, let me tell you a quick story.
Oh, no.
Have I ever... a quick one, right? Is there such a thing? Did I tell you about our cruise that we're going on at the end of October?
I knew about it, but what's up?
All right. So we booked it. 3-night cruise. Halloween cruise. We're going to bring costumes for the boys and everything. It's going to be a great time. We get a notice this past week that this 3-day cruise is now a 7-day cruise.
Wow.
And they're not going to charge us anything extra for the extra nights or the extra days of the drink package.
Wow.
That's big time.
So my travel agent does a little more investigating, yeah. And it comes out it's going to be the Latin salsa cruise.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, like, all these salsa DJs and salsa singing artists, people, and you know, influencers and whatnot from the Latin community booked this cruise or booked this ship for the week. And I guess they never told the rest of the booking department or the reservation department. So, yeah, our group of, like, 200, 250 people are now going to be intermingled with the salsa cruise.
Wow. So you still have the same port to call to start, and then you're going to add a few more? Where are you going?
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to go to Nassau, Bahamas, and then they have a private island
right
out in some marine reserve. And then they added Ocho Rios, Jamaica, and... what's that other place? Cayman Islands. Georgetown. Cayman Islands. So, it should be interesting.
All right. Did you brush up on your Spanish?
Como? Yeah. Should be interesting with my 77-year-old mother-in-law. And my two blonde little boys with their blue eyes. So, it'll be interesting, that's for sure.
So, maybe you should get like a white suit and just walk around and be like, hello, say hello to my little friend. And you can introduce your kid that way.
S.A. Yo, S.A. Yeah, no. I don't think it's going to work.
Well, let me give you the two.
I don't know.
Let me give you the two things you're going to need the most. Donde está el baño? Where's the bathroom? And two cervezas, por favor. Two cervezas, por favor.
Dos.
La pesca en la cocina. I learned that from Howard Stern back in the day.
Let me introduce my in-studio guest here. This is Trey, also known as Vente Vanello.
Vente
Vanello?
That's what they call me in the streets.
Hardcore rapper.
Okay, you know, he's hardcore. That's a word. I wouldn't use that word. I dabble in the arts.
He's a very angry rapper.
I wouldn't say I'm angry. I would just say that there are things that need to be said, and you can't say certain things with a soft tone. So,
like what? Like what? Like the word faggot?
No. We don't use the hard F word in the rap nowadays. At least in my circle.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's been a good time. I enjoy it. It's soundcloud.com/VentiVanilla if you want to dabble. I'm also on Spotify, Apple Music, you name it. It's been fun. It's a good time.
Okay. Yeah, let me try to bring this down here.
I thought we were joking.
No, this is a real thing.
Yeah, it's very real.
Change the font color to like red.
Would you like to come over here and do this, sir?
Just make it small.
Not a problem.
That's what she said. You know? Make it smaller.
Select font. Does that help?
Yeah, no, it just brings me too many options.
No, that's a little small.
Now it's too small. That's what she said. Select font. We're going to redo this. We're going to do the whole show. This is a behind-the-scenes show, folks.
Right?
Not many people normally get to see this
just,
stuff.
Yeah, just drag it out. And
well, that little thing that you...
Right. Smaller. There.
But it's all blurry.
Listen, you're the one doing all the things. Yeah.
Is that the font? Is it a special font called Blur?
Yes. Let me do that. Let me try this. All right.
Close.
Anyway, that's the special effect I put on his logo there. Venti Vanilla. V-E-N-T-I and then Vanilla. So it's not something that you would listen to, Mike. It's not Motley Crue or anything like that. It's...
Oh, story. Never mind.
Maybe maybe on show 55, I'll play a part of a cut of one of them. So this is good. Cool. If you're listening to 54... Make sure you listen to 55 so you can get the...
Yeah. All right. Now, I have a question that I've, like, always had in the back of my mind, and I've always thought of this question, but never had the opportunity to ask it, and we're only 54 shows in. Okay. All right. Is his real name Trey, or is his real name Michael? And he's Trey because he's the third Michael.
Yes, the answer is yes.
That's correct.
Fuck yeah. Look at that.
That's all correct.
Michael and Trey. Yeah.
Smart as a whip. Look at that. Yeah.
Actually, I should have retitled the show for tonight. Together we are three mics.
Us?
Three of
Well, we... What, all mics?
What I was thinking about is, and when you first texted me about it, I was like, okay, I'm going to be the third mic on a show with two mics. Like, literally third mic.
The third mic.
And literally third mic as well.
Hey, you know, we're not as dumb as we look. We actually thought this shit out when we did it.
Yeah, we just
all by design.
Because believe it or not, if Trey, you're not the third mic, my son would be the third mic, which would also be the third mic.
Of course, his name's Mike. Four mics.
And he's Dose. He's not Trey. He's just Dose.
All right, let's do a pause for chat. Like, let's get in the chat room. I need five people in the chat room chatting at one time. I don't know what the algorithm is. I don't know if it's within 5 minutes, within 30 seconds, but I do know if you have five people in there in the hour, it doesn't work. So I need people in the chat to chat. I need five of them at the same time. So you guys figure that out. I'll do the rest of this crap here.
All right.
But I wanted to talk, first thing I wanted to talk about tonight was the space station. No, it wasn't the space station. It was SpaceX. It was the alien update. Oh, my God. How can I forget? I said we're going to start with the alien update. Hang on. I got to cue in the aliens here.
Fast-looking alien! Where?
Fast! Warning. Aliens approaching. Warning. Biophysical experiments extremely dangerous for Earth people.
It's a pretty good robot. He's a little bit of an alien, too. But I think he's mostly... He's an alien. You could be an alien robot, right? Like, not all robots are domestic.
I computed the aliens. They are capable of sinister and dangerous acts.
You weird alien man!
I swear, every time I see Zuckerberg, I think he is an alien. I mean, I really think. Like, he's not just a shapeshifter. He is an alien. He just, like, drew some magic marker hair on him or something.
He seems like he's the least of the public figures that are out there. Right. You know, the other guys are out there all the time, you know, with their egos.
Well, if you're new to the show, the alien update's about the aliens that are on Earth here. They're benefiting and changing the culture, changing human history with these weird inventions, this high-tech technology. There's only a handful of guys doing it. There's Bezos, Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, right? Then there's Musk. He's doing the power car, the electric cars. He's doing the SpaceX thing. These are people that are way too smart for their own good. They have to be from another planet, and they're capitalizing on that, making money. Are you frozen, Mike? Oh, okay, good.
Now I'm reading our chat room, and somebody says that since you have both those screens open, your audio is double, making a little bit of an echo. It's not bad, but I guess it's bad enough.
How can that be?
Your audio is double, making a little.
That's how it could be.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
But like, it's loud enough.
Yeah, if your phone's on, maybe, no? Is that what you mean? Like feedback?
No. I just turned it to the volume to see what it was like. But it's not that bad. It just sounds like we're talking down the hallway.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I went out with a girl like that one time.
I think I've met her.
Something about a hot dog in a hallway. I don't know.
Yeah. Was her name Pam Anderson?
Yes, exactly right. Reason why we're going to Alien Update, that is a picture of the SpaceX. That is the big rocket there. That is the super heavy rocket. They put it onto the launch stand again on September 14th. They're going to send up some. Now, I have a problem with this, okay?
Okay.
They're going to send up four astronauts. And I'm putting astronauts in air quotes because these people aren't astronauts. They're private citizens who paid a shit ton of money to get on a friggin' rocket again. This is Booster 4, and it's going to be topped with the prototype spacecraft called SN20, short for serial number 20. So again, there's Musk with the 420 reference like we talked about in the past. So my whole thing is, I want to know, I'm going to show you their picture here in a second, but I did want to make everybody aware that on the 14th, this thing's going to go off. So if you're in a Florida area, you can look up in the sky, you'll see a giant, it'll be a giant fireball. After their mission here, they're going to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that capsule thing, the thing. We talked about that capsule. I think this is the same capsule that opens up the top like a flip-top, like on a beer sign, where they can get a 360 view. Let me pull up these astronauts here so you can see them. And I'm using astronauts in air quotes. This looks like I'm getting ready to go on a ride somewhere or in an escape room or something. This is like the, hey, you guys get together for your souvenir photo, you know.
Right? I thought it was one of those Korean boy bands for a second there.
Right.
Well, counterpoint to that, an astronaut, by definition, just looked it up, is a person who is trained to travel in a spacecraft. So if they receive Space 101 as a class, technically they're an astronaut.
Right?
I'm just saying technically they are.
Does UCF have that course?
They do. Yes. I told you it wasn't for me.
Okay.
All right. So the private Inspiration 4 astronauts set the ride the rocket. They're in Florida already. Again, it's September 14th launch, so be on the lookout for that. That picture was taken at the headquarters of SpaceX in Los Angeles.
Okay. Now, I have some questions.
Yes.
It's taking off out of Port Canaveral.
Yes.
Okay, or Kennedy Space Center. All right, I wasn't sure if it was there or Texas, because the one in Texas is right in the Gulf of Mexico, too.
Oh, so maybe it is Texas, because that's where SpaceX is, right?
No, it's at NASA also.
Well, maybe I should read the story. Hang on.
Nah, don't fucking bother, bro.
I mean, why the fuck would I read the story?
Don't let that get in the way of the story.
Yes, exactly.
Now, here's the thing. That super heavy that they've been working on that blew up, like, 10 times, and like the number 15 one finally landed properly.
Yeah.
So they got one to land properly, and now they're going to throw people on it and throw it in space.
What the hell? It ain't them. These people paid. They're check cleared.
Right?
They signed all the forms.
Dumbasses. Yeah. Yeah. Not cool.
All right, so this Falcon 9 is going to go up at Kennedy Space Center, like we said, 39A on Tuesday, September 14th at 8 p.m.
8 p.m., I guess, at Eastern time. That makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Interesting. Why prime time? Is Monday Night Football? No, that's Tuesday, right?
Tuesday,
no, Monday
yeah.
Yeah, okay. So why not Monday?
Monday Night Football.
they want to be the only show on going on.
I mean, I think the Mac plays the game against the WAC on those days, or the Division III schools play on a Tuesday. I don't know. This is the ISS.
WNBA. Yeah.
Are you showing off with all the acronyms and stuff?
You don't know what WNBA stands for?
What does it stand for?
Women National Basketball Association.
Really? I was waiting for something good. You come out with what it really is? I thought you were going to tell me it's like white, never, basketball.
See, I actually like that better than if you said it up for a joke, then the joke was the anti-joke. Right.
Yeah. Not so like, much.
Not like BMW?
No, not like BMW. Hang on, let me ask the audience what they think.
What do you think?
Yeah, they weren't too impressed. Small pause. Anyway, I bring up the ISS because the smoke detector went off on the ISS.
Really?
Yes. And we've talked about the Russians and all the problems they've been having. The Russians apparently snuck some cigarettes on board or something because they were smoking or something was smoking. Anyway, the smell of burnt plastic wafted through the ISS for a brief while, but the situation appears to be under control. I got news for you. If I'm in the ISS and I smell smoke, I'm shitting my pants. I'm going to have to change my diaper first.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Call somebody to help you?
They probably spilt some vodka, and then they had an open flame there, and got on the dashboard there next to the whatchamacallit and the flangey, and it caught fire, melted some plastic. No?
Well, this is according to Gizmodo.com. An alarm went off on the International Space Station early this morning as cosmonauts woke up to the smell of smoke. And here's some of the other problems they've had recently on the ISS. Mysterious air leaks, problematic small cracks, busted toilets, and oxygen supply generators. A new module stubbornly wanting to depart shortly after docking, causing the ISS to unexpectedly rotate by as much as 540 degrees. Remember, we talked about that, thinking that the Russians were purposely sabotaging this thing so they can have their own space station, which they're doing anyway.
Well, it's almost obsolete, right? Aren't they closing this thing down in the next 8 years or something?
Something
and now,
like that.
Maybe they're like, well, this is why we're doing it. They want to gather public opinion on their side to get rid of the space station, even though we probably spent billions of dollars on this damn thing, our tax money.
We'll never know.
Yeah, so.
We'll never know, because they'll fund it with this dark money, this private space program that nobody knows about. Anyway. So what's your thoughts? You put yourself in that situation. You put on the headphones and start playing some Brownsville Station, smoking in a boys' room, or what are you doing?
Yeah. I'm thinking that they're just probably looking for a way out. You said they want to start their own space station. That's what they're doing. They're like, well, this old thing's falling apart. There's smoke in here. It's doing this. It's doing that. So it's probably Russian sabotage. I wouldn't be surprised.
Trey, you want to go up in the ISS?
No, I'm good. Honestly, I'm good. If my feet are planted on the ground, I am fine. If I'm in water, if I'm in space, big no for me.
Okay.
But if my feet are securely on the ground, I'm good.
How about desert? Are you okay with the desert?
I'm great with the desert.
Desert is
beautiful.
Desert? Yeah, no. No water, no desert, no space. Well,
if you're going into the desert, you kind of know if you're going into the desert, so you make proper preparations. But
the thing is, with the desert, you're more in control. Like you can bring stuff to aid you in the desert. If you're in space, if you left some at home, you're done.
Like, no going back.
There's no.
You can say
no
the same about the desert.
I know we've been up here for a day, but can you turn around and grab my throwing iron?
Yeah, it's just you're out of the element. You're just at like you. There's so much out of your control when you're out there. It's a no for me.
No, I agree. All right, I agree. But I'll add desert to that too. I've always desert and quicksand.
I'll add dessert to that. As long as I'm trapped with dessert, I'm good. Adnas the desert.
Cool.
What's the thing is here?
A metal building.
Yeah, and this is always great because when I talk about stuff and I point out pictures, people that are on the podcast have no freaking idea what I'm talking about, which is great.
Right.
Great reading, Mike. Good job. What I'm looking at here is a building. It looks like a shed, like a metal fabricated thing. And it looks like they got like a little stage with maybe some speakers and some lighting effects set up next to it.
That's what it looks like.
Exactly. What it actually is the world's largest air capture unit that will suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. I'm pissed off I didn't think of this first.
So it sucks CO2 out of the air and regenerates it into oxygen.
I guess. Hang on. I haven't read the article yet. Hold on. According to TheVerge.com, the biggest industrial plant yet to suck tons of planet-heating carbon dioxide out of the air came online Tuesday in southwest Iceland. Direct air capture plants like this one have been hyped up lately by world leaders and giant corporations, notably Microsoft, that are looking to erase their legacy of greenhouse gas pollution. So is this going to be the next thing? Is this going to be, I'm the world's largest polluter, and my name's not China or India, because it's not fair that we count them, even though,
right.
Anyway. What I'm trying to say is, are we going to see major companies that have a major carbon footprint building one of these going, well, this balances it out. This crosses it out.
Right. Well, I don't know if you know, but if you, I have a friend who is going to open a resort in Orlando, and actually Polk County, right on the Polk County, Lake County line. He wanted to build a huge complex and have like 300 rooms or condos and something like that. And he was set to buy 33 acres. And he had an architect come out, and he got all these plans drawn up. And he needed to have like 33% green space. So he couldn't put a parking lot or a curb or a building on 33% of the property because of stuff like this, I guess. Wow. And then with Polk County, if he needed water, he had to buy water rights. Like, you just can't, like, open the faucet and connect it to the street down the road. You need water rights.
In other words, you need to bribe people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a liquor license, but for water.
Buddy, liquor licenses go for all the friggin' money, too, dude. They know they got you. You know, there's people that have gotten a liquor license, closed their business, hung on to the liquor license, and then sold or leased their license to another business. And they're making more money than they ever have just by doing that. They don't have to do anything.
There's a guy in Florida who owns most of the liquor licenses. Or he has control of most of the liquor licenses in the state of Florida.
I did not know that. What's his name? You know? Yeah.
I don't know. Google is your friend. But now here's the thing. Now that they have this contraption in Iceland, is it going to be part of your building code? If you're going to build a building and you have X amount of square feet and you're going to, you know, destroy X amount of cubic square, whatever, of carbon dioxide output, blah, 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 are you going to be forced to make one of these buildings?
Yes. What they're going to do is they're going to make you have one of these buildings because in Florida they already make you have a retention pond. And depending on the size of your property, your building, all that stuff is the size of your retention pond. Think about this. They put these bitches on stilts in the retention pond. You know how you see those houses like in the Outer Banks and North Carolina and stuff with on the big stilts a story or two up? That's what they're going to do. Watch. This thing, guess what this thing's called?
A CO2 sucker.
Orca. Like the whale. Orca.
I'm sure that's an acronym. Are all the letters capitalized?
No.
No?
No, thanks for playing.
Excuse me. An orca.
Climeworks is the Swiss company that does these. They're powered by renewable energy, they say, from a geothermal power plant nearby. Climeworks also plans to lock the captured CO2 away in basalt rock formations just 3 kilometers away. So no, they're just capturing the CO2. They're not converting it into anything.
Well, you can't make it disappear.
No, it's like nuclear waste. You just put that shit in barrels and bury it. It'll be fine. Everything be good, right?
And then this could be like a massive fucking CO2 fart somewhere.
Exactly. They say it'll be able to draw down 4,000 tons of carbon dioxide annually.
But
that's about as much as 790 passenger vehicles might pump out in a year.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
I call foul.
Yeah, this is a money grab by the green people. And I don't mean Martians.
It did say that the orca is the based off the Icelandic word for energy. So that's where orca comes from.
This is why he's on the show. This is right? Why he's here today.
Not bad. Impressive.
I like it. And you know, I did get a text here. It looks like Mike Stradamus is going to be pulling up here momentarily. So I'm going to cue up his music. And as a matter of fact, Trey, will you go open the door?
Yeah, he's at the door.
He should be at the door now. Just go stand by the door. You're going to have to punch the code in.
I got you, yeah.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yes, that's the secret code. Password 1. All right, let me get his music queued up while Trey's going to the door here, because, you know, this guy gets sideways on the music sometimes.
And make sure you're behind the picture.
Yeah, I'm trying. That's not me. That's not me. Is that me? All right, I can't find me. There I am. All right, let me get his music going here. Hang on. Yeah, I'll be there to help you with the door in just a second. Hang on.
Radamus, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very exciting night. We have a very special guest with us this evening. We have a guest from the East, the famous safari guide and all-knowing, all-seeing, omniscient, and former electronic salesman from the Crazy Eddie at the corner of 4th and Lexington. I give you Mike Stradamus.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. And I must say, I really thank you for the leftover pizza crust you left out for me. Thank you very much.
Well, welcome, Mike Stradamus. We've been waiting to hear your infinite wisdom. I have your envelopes right here.
Oh, good.
They've been hermetically sealed and stored in a mayonnaise jar at Old Town at Kissimmee since noon today.
Yes.
No one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you, in your infinite wisdom, without ever seeing the contents of these envelopes, you and you alone, the answers to the questions in these envelopes. I present to you your first envelope.
Ah, thank you, young Michael. Hang on, it's a little tough there. I got it. It's tough there, reaching through cyberspace, reaching through the flow code, but somehow I always make it happen. Now, I have the answer to the question in this envelope here, and only I know the answer to this question before
Correct.
I open the envelope.
Your infinite wisdom.
Yes, sir. Answer number one, smoking in the boys' room.
Oh. Answer number one, smoking in the boys' room.
Open the envelope. Apparently, this is what the Russians are doing on the International Space Station. How did they know we were going to talk about that?
It's right?
Crazy. And Michael,
yes.
May your I can't even read my own writing here. May your only train come into Brownsville Station. There you go. I had to put it together. There you go. It all came back to one. Do you have question number two ready?
I do. Right here, sir. Question number two.
Envelope number two. Oh, thank you. Did your hand get melty when you stick it through there, or no?
It does. It gets real sweaty when I pull it back, too.
That's what she said. Okay, the answer. Amazon Prime is the answer. Open the envelope here. Oh, this is a tricky one. Bezos must not want me to get this out. Amazon Prime. What is Jeff Bezos' favorite steak?
Yes. Amazon Prime, yes.
May my joke delivery improve. How about that? It's a blessing for me.
Eventually. Yes, we'll work on it.
You have my final question.
Nice. Yes, I do.
Nice.
I have your final question right here.
Nice, thank you. Oh.
Wow.
I'm going to have to put on a glove. Are you sure that's safe? Do I have to wear like a leg apron or anything with this? All right. The answer. Follow the fresh prints. That's prints, like, you know, if you print a word, or print You print something.
Follow the fresh print.
Yes, the prints.
Prints.
Open the envelope here.
Not Jiffy Jeff.
Let's see. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? Thank you very much. And Mike, before I go, speaking of snow, may you only eat the yellow snow. Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas out.
And I bid you a fond farewell.
Yes! Call John Morgan, get him on the phone, I don't care. Yeah. Sue me then. You know I ain't got nothing, you can't get... Anyway, oh, sorry, you realize the microphone was on. Hey, Mike, come back.
How's it going?
He flew out on his carpet again, the only guy in show business I know that shows up in a limo and leaves on a carpet.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
Right? Did you ever fly on a carpet, Mike?
Yes, actually, at Disney Quest.
Looks like with that thing on your head. What is that thing? Right? Is that a hat?
It's my hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like a painter's cap turned around. I see. Okay. Oh, you're all cool with it.
Yeah, just ask me.
Go ahead, freestyle for us.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
nope,
man.
Nope.
Well, guess what? Google Photos is doing something, and it was unclear to me when I didn't read the article here, so I'm going to tell you in a second. They're providing prints at home. Now, we talked about this in the past, in the way past. You probably have to go, like, to show 10 or something, whatever show Brenda's on. And you look at this, and it's they're expanding their printing options for photos, including more flexibility for ordering prints to your home. Until now, the only way to get prints of your images directly from Google was to use the AI-driven premium print service, which can automatically select 10 of your best images each month and send them to you, or you can have them picked up at CVS, Walgreens, or Walmart. But now you can order and receive as many prints as you want from your house. They'll do up to 36 by 36 in size as well. They'll even do it on canvas. I'm trying to find the cost of this, because you know this shit ain't free. Unless they're trying to make it free and then charge you a premium later.
No, well, it's if it's anything like Snapfish. Snapfish is another print, and they do tchotchkes. You can do like your favorite puzzle or your favorite photo in a puzzle or in a coffee mug. They do it where you can have 50 prints for free a month. So that's fine. It's 50 prints pre-fee. Free. I think normally they're like 12 cents or something. So
how big are the prints? Like a 4x6?
4x6. You know, they fit in a photo album. And somewhere around here, I actually have photo albums. And I do this every so often right off my phone. I actually did it the other day. Next Friday, I have the prints coming. And they're free. So, now, here's what they get you.
Yeah.
Shipping and handling.
How much is that?
Like $9. So nothing is free.
For how many prints?
For 50 or 100 prints.
Now let me ask you this. Can I get them with a self-adhesive backing on them, and instead of paying for stickers, get the prints with a self-adhesive backing on them?
I think they would call those stickers.
Yes.
No. Just 4x6 prints. Now here's where they get you, right? My boys just had their fall school pictures taken. Mm-hmm. School pictures are now in the fall and in the spring. So they, you know, they make them hold pumpkins now, and they make them hold Easter eggs.
They
in
got
the spring,
smart.
So
they double dipping.
They get you twice a year.
Yeah.
You know, because kids my age, my boys, they grow so fast.
Right. Right?
They'll be 3 feet taller come spring. Well, here's the thing: when they get you for the same prints that are 4x6 for free, and they overcharge you for shipping, so nothing's free, then they can get you for the 4x, you know, the 5x7s, the 8x10s, the 11x14s, and then while you're at it, let's get the puzzle, and let's get a coffee mug. So that's where they're getting their business. They're getting people to go to their website.
They're upselling
for these free, 4x6 pictures, and they end up getting 5x7s, 8x10s. Oh, hey, let's get a 36x24 of this one. So that's where they're getting you. You know, it's like the they call in the supermarket the loss leader.
Right.
Yeah. When you walk into the supermarket and look, strawberries 99 cents, and then right next to it is eggplant for $2.99. You know.
Well, that's like if you walk into a grocery store, usually if you stay to the perimeter, you can get what you need. All the other shit is the profit, right?
Well, yeah. Well, all the stuff in the middle is the stuff you shouldn't be eating. All the stuff in boxes and whatnot. Processed food. Hmm. No, that's the thought process there. Number one thing sold in supermarkets. Do you know what it is? What?
Milk.
Nope.
Bread.
Nope.
Eggs.
Nope.
Bananas.
It used to be bananas. It used to be bananas until this one other product became very popular.
Pomegranate.
Bottled water.
There you go.
That makes sense, yeah.
Bottled water, now number one. Oh. It used to be bananas. And I would go through like 1,000 pounds of bananas every 2 days.
So do they count that by the bunch or by the each to get that number?
Each case is 40 pounds. And I would go through like 25 cases every 2 days.
No, but I meant to get that number up there, if one customer buys a bunch of 8 bananas, does that count as 8 or 1?
Dollar amount. It would be by dollar.
Oh, okay. You know,
69 cents a pound times 40 pounds to a case, blah, blah, blah.
Wow. That's too expensive for bananas. I like them at around 40 cents a pound, 39 cents a pound. Serious. I watched that shit. You watched the prices of produce and stuff? I mean, you used to work in produce.
Yeah. No, because whatever it is. Like, the boys are going to eat raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and strawberries. So regardless of what the price is, they go in the shopping cart. Bananas, organic bananas, which are like 69 or 89 cents a pound in comparison to 59, 39. So...
Well, Mr. Moneybags is over here buying brand name products and stuff. Whoa!
Well, we don't even go to like a regular grocery store. We go to the commissary whenever we can.
Oh yeah, well there you go. That's smart.
Unbelievable the prices. Like they have deals with different companies and it's ideal.
Nice. Well, remember we talked about that building that collapsed in South Florida there, Surfside.
Yep.
Yeah. And remember, we talked also about briefly that there were people stealing the IDs of the people that were in that. And they were using them as, lines of credit and stuff. These are the three scumbags they caught.
I was just going to say, did they get greedy and finally get caught?
I'm showing their pictures. If you're just listening, you have to stop. You have to go to YouTube. You have to go to Facebook. You have to go to twitch.tv/bothmikes. You have to see these people here. I got their mugshots up there. You'll see the mugshot of three people. Betsy Alejandra Cacho Medina, Kimberly Michelle Johnson, and Randy Chute.
Or Rodney, that too.
Rodney, whatever. But I'm looking at their crimes and organized scheme to defraud between 20 and 50,000. Identity fraud, more than 50,000. Identity fraud, more than 5,000. Identity fraud, multiple counts. Use of counterfeit fictitious ID, multiple counts. Trafficking in credit cards, between 5 and 14 cards. Unlawful use of two-way communication device. Possession of counterfeit or fictitious driver's issued IDs. So they found them. When they caught up with these cats, they had a credit card machine. It could make and imprint credit cards with the magnetic stripe and the chip and all that shit. This is crazy. But how much of a scumbag are you if you see the person's name in the paper who died in the Surfside thing, so you immediately latch on and run up a tab on them?
Yeah, and to be dumb enough that your $1,500 Louis Vuitton bag that you bought is not enough, that you need to turn around and buy another like Versace bag for $2,500. That's how you get caught. So not my mom, but I heard once on the radio, a guy I used to do the evening show in Orlando, he says, only break one law at a time. You're good if you just break one law at a time. You know,
right?
if you're driving without a license, make sure your taillights work. You know, people like this. How many charges? Like 5 to 10 charges each for these people?
At least.
Come on.
At least. This one person here apparently related to the top perp or whatever you want to call it, Betsy Alejandro Cacho Medina. Somebody named Nelson Garcia Medina was also charged. He's 20, and he was the one they initially caught. And on body camera video of his arrest, he says that he was innocent. He's accused of buying and using the identity of the victim to buy a $130 pair of Jordan sneakers.
Dumb. Yeah.
The suspects face 15 to 30 years in prison if convicted on their various charges. That doesn't seem to be enough for me for that string of what I just read off.
Yeah, it's not, but it's also like, it's a victimless crime. You know, no one got hurt. Yeah, so that's what they'll pull. And, you know, they'll get out for good behavior, and guess what? They won't be able to get a job, so they'll go back to what they know, printing credit cards.
Wow. That's just a sad state of where we're at, you know?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what they buy, it's just a real, real bad situation. It's like right when the families of the people who were in the building start to recover and start to go through the steps of grief, they got to deal with one more additional thing that just reopens the wound. So
right.
It's a real bad situation overall. And yeah, total scumbag move on their part, but there's going to be scumbags. Like, if it wasn't going to, unfortunately, if it wasn't going to be the people in that building, it was going to be somebody else. So.
Right.
I got a picture I put up here of Mexico. This is in Mexico. This is during an earthquake near the Pacific resort city of Acapulco. I've been there.
Your mom's been there.
Oh, yeah. That killed at least one person in rock buildings hundreds of miles away in Mexico City. So it was an earthquake, and during this earthquake, there were flashes of blue light on the horizon, and people were thinking it was the apocalypse in Mexico.
Of course, yeah, because
they were
any
Dios mío, getting down and praying and shit, you know.
Yeah, so anybody in a first world country would know that if there's an earthquake or a storm of any sort, and you see blue flashes in the sky, more than likely it's a freaking transformer.
That would make sense to me, but they're saying that there's a possibility that these things. This is according to USAtoday.com, so it's got to be true. They're saying that the earthquake lights, or EQL, are relatively rare but mysterious, long sparking far-fetched theories of UFOs and supernatural spirits, though. While most earthquakes, even large ones, do exhibit EQL, my computer just refreshed on me, that's nice.
Well, good. Do you have to shut down and update your software?
Yes.
What is this? Well, get on it. I'll wait.
They want my 401k number. Should I give that to them?
It's 123456, right?
Yes. They want to know my first street I lived on, my first elementary school, my first pet's name, and my first car.
I thought they arrested those scammers.
Yes, right.
They got those.
I thought they locked all the scammers up with those four. Huh.
No, but there is such a thing. It's like an earthquake lightning. But you're right. I assumed they were talking about transformers and stuff. But I imagine that kicks up the magnetic energy from the earth. And if there's storm clouds nearby, I can see how that would interact like a lightning.
Counterpoint.
Yes.
To on behalf of them, end of the world is a little more likely than Optimus Prime coming in. So like if we're talking like.
I was thinking four. It possibly could have been four, you know, with that hammer.
It could have been, see? There's lots of options out there.
It only happens in Mexico. Only in Mexico, only low resolution, no high resolution. Sasquatch was there, too.
Wow. I thought I had a story about somebody here, but I can't find it. You know what? I'm going to put it up anyway, and I'm going to wing it, because I did read this story here. I don't have the story for some reason. That's Phil Collins. Yes, the picture in the picture is Phil Collins. Both those guys are Phil Collins. Now, again, you're just going to have to go catch the video if you're listening to the podcast here. But here's the thing. Phil Collins is at such an old and dilapidated age, he cannot hold a drumstick anymore.
I was going to say, get off my lawn by looking at that picture. But,
and you took my thunder. Yeah, that was my question. Is he really the get off my lawn guy, or the come here, I got some candy for you?
Or is he the guy from Star Trek, the new generation, Patrick Oswalt? What's his name? Patrick something? From Star Trek.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
So never seen those two in the same room together. So is it the same person?
What I was going to say is I didn't know Vladimir Putin learned how to play drums.
Yes.
And then on the right, Craig Bratton from The Office. So it's incredible that those two are the same human. Because he went from ruling Russia to working quality assurance in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Like, that can't be the same person.
We're changing this show to 3 mics. This is going too good here. No, here it is. Yeah. That was according to page6.com. Phil Collins can barely hold drumsticks due to health issues. So let me click on it here. Let me see if I can get an age. Quick, give me an age. How old do you think he is, Mike?
He is 67.
No, he's older than that.
Without looking, I'm going to say 78.
70, right there in the middle.
I was closer.
Yeah, he was pretty close.
But yeah, he does look 78. Damn.
Collins, 70, and Genesis, the band, the former band that he was in, announced in March 2020 they would be kicking off their reunion tour in 2021. It got put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but the band confirmed in April that they would return to America for the first time in 14 years and also perform in Europe. Now that's all in question. I don't think that's going to happen. Phil Collins.
No, it's going to happen, but it's going to be a reunion, and they're going to go from IHOP to IHOP in each city around the country, and they're just going to have the Grand Slam special at wherever, Denny's or IHOP, and that'll be their reunion. They didn't say anything about playing music, or did they?
Well, maybe they'll have a drummer, and Phil Collins will sing.
That could make sense.
That probably makes sense.
Okay, well, what's a Genesis song? Let's think. What can you name off the top of your head?
Abacab?
Oh, I need a cab over here, Abacab! Cab! Oh, my teeth out.
Okay. I thought he was in the room with us. That was crazy.
Getting all choked up there. Anyway, go get your tickets to see Genesis not play.
Right.
Universal guests stuck on a ride for 1 hour.
Oh no!
In front of a giant spider on this ride. Whatever the scary spider thing is.
Which ride has a spider besides Spider-Man?
Well, let me pull it up here. Let me see what it is. This is according to InsideTheMagic.net. Universal guests stuck for 1 hour on ride in front of massive, terrifying spider.
Terrifying, huh?
Yeah, it was the Harry Potter ride that has a spider.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, let's just pump up the
castle in the image. Yes. Put two and two together.
Yes. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey is an attraction that swings guests in the air while they are on board the ride vehicle. So when the evacuation has to happen, guests are not easy to evacuate as they would be on another attraction. Yada, 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 yada.
Yeah, so the way that one is, it's not necessarily like you're seated with a, like, and it's just going on a singular track. Like, they take you all over.
That's the picture I should have put up. There's a picture of a scary spider here. I got a picture of a castle. All
right. Is that the one? Were you riding a broom?
Is it a broom? I don't think so, no.
Okay. God, I can't even think of the last time I was at Universal. Or is that Islands of Adventure? It's
Islands. Well, no.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Islands of Adventure.
Yeah.
All right. Relating to that Hogwarts experience they used to have. I didn't know they don't have this anymore. But apparently there's something called like the dark side of Harry Potter or something.
Okay.
Dark arts at Hogwarts Castle. I put the picture up there. Beginning next week, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter will once again take a darker side as the dark side of Hogwarts Castle show returns. The theme park said Wednesday that the experience will run nightly beginning September 18th in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade. The show first debuted in 2019 was an instant hit. Why did they cancel it here? I'm scanning through this thing.
Well, they canceled it last year. Like, everything else was canceled.
Yeah, there was a thing that happened last year that canceled a bunch of...
Okay. So this is a live, interactive show type thing?
Yeah, so the way I understand it, it's like they do Halloween Horror Nights there. This is a Harry Potter adaptation.
I figured it was part of it.
It's like a Harry Potter scary thing.
Right. Okay. Yeah, now I get it. Get off my lawn.
I kept us on a good pace here. I know it's after 8. We're going to start the next show here in about 10, 15, 20 minutes here. We do have about 9 minutes to go here. Yeah, get your both my sticker. You know, we're going to, I thought of, I've been thinking about this, Mike. And remember how I was telling you we got to get people involved and they sent us a picture where they put the sticker?
Right.
The bit's going to be called, Where Would You Stick It? Show us where you stick it. What do you think?
Stick them up.
Stick this up on your wall.
Sticker our Harley Knower.
Take this sticker and shove it.
All right, it's still a work in progress there, I guess. We'll send that through a state-of-the-art simulation.
Yeah, send it up to marketing.
That is a Burger King sandwich.
Whopper. Yes, it is.
It's a Whopper. Why am I talking about Burger King sandwich?
Burger King is a sad company. Burger King used to be a great company. Now it's a sad, sad company.
They're putting out a complete list of 120 ingredients that they're going to permanently ban from its menu.
I hope razor blades is one of them.
This is according to MarketWatch.com. Burger King is permanently banning 120 artificial flavors, colors, preservatives from its food menus nationwide, including aluminum, which I didn't know I was eating aluminum there, bleached flour, sorbic acid, yellow number 5 food dye.
That's my favorite dye.
And dozens of other mouth-watering additives that are harder to pronounce.
I yellow number 5 in the toilet earlier.
He says, we know our guests' expectations are changing. This is according to Ellie Dottie, a marketing officer with Burger King's North America group. They want to make choices they can feel good about. By banning these 120 ingredients from our food, we're offering guests an easy choice, delicious food made with quality ingredients. We're confident that our ongoing commitment to... Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, they know they can't compete with the Whataburgers and the McDonald's, so now they're going to go for the healthy side.
I do have a copy of this list now, and everything is jacked up. Like, it's aluminum something. It's sodium something. It's some sort of yellow number or something. I mean, I'm going to put this up on both Mike's feed on Facebook. What do you think about it, Terry?
From a PR perspective, I think it might have been better not to do this. Like, because what you're saying is, how long has Burger King been around? 40, 50, 60 years? At least, right?
Yeah.
What you're saying is, we've knowingly put this stuff in here for 50, 60 years, but now we're not. Now we're good.
Right.
I think it's better to just kind of do it in the shadows. Don't try to take credit for it. Don't try to get your medal of achievement for finally being healthy. Like, just do it in silence. Don't talk about it. Then maybe down the line, you could say, over the past 5 years, we've gotten healthier and we've taken certain things out.
So I think it's okay for them to now serve me something called an Impossible Whopper. Now, the Impossible is, they say, it's not meat. Mm-hmm. They say it's plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the plant! What is the name of this plant? I will eat it when I see the plant. Show me a picture of the plant.
Is it floor sweepings from the florist down the road? Is that what it is?
I'm more of a Beyond Burger guy myself. But Impossible, I've heard good things.
I've heard good things. Now, could it be like a new Coke situation?
Ah, the old switch. The people are going to be storming. I want my yellow number 5.
This is yellow number 4. We won't stand for this.
I want my bleached flour and my monosodium gluconate.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wow.
And they'll try to trick you. Monosodium glutenate?
Yes.
They'll be like, there's no MSG in this. You look in the ingredients, and there's yeast extract, which is the same thing.
Really?
Yeah, they just call it something different now. Yeast extract.
crazy. Potassium hydrogen sulfite, potassium lactate.
They are taking yellow number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
All the yellows. How can they take all the yellows?
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna. What color?
What are they dyeing yellow?
The buns? The fries?
Oh, so the French fries. What color are the French fries gonna be now? Are they gonna be like green?
I guess. Jesus. Hey, we're in about 4 minutes here. You have anybody you want to give a shout out to, Mike?
Hi, Mom.
Mom? Okay. Your mom is dedicated because you shout out to her every show. She's probably our number one fan.
Because I can never think of anything to talk about at the end of the show. And, like, yeah, on Tuesday, I'll think of something, but I won't write it down.
So I'll give you a shout out to, Trey.
Give a shout out to SoundCloud.com/VentiVanilla. Give me some plays. Plug my music.
VentiVanilla. Yes. Plug VentiVanilla. Go check them out.
Venti. Not Vente. Venti.
V-E-N-T-I.
Correct.
Venti. Second word, vanilla.
Correct. Do you know why I chose Venti Vanilla?
Because that's what you get when you go to Starbucks?
Correct. That is what I get when I go to Starbucks. And Venti at the Starbucks. It's a tall beverage. I'm a tall person. Vanilla.
Okay.
That's racist.
Trey, last time I saw you were 14. So how tall are you now?
I'm about 9'6" now. 9'6".
9'6"?
Yeah.
He's sitting on the floor here.
Yeah. I had to dig a hole.
He's standing in a hole. Yes.
It's absurd.
Incredible. Impressive.
Well, listen, hey, thanks for joining us today on episode 54. I do want to give a couple shout-outs to a few people. Check out my friend Gino Losi if you want to go fishing anywhere in Florida. You've seen pictures on the Facebook page. Monster Fish, this guy puts you on the fish. Check out the Melon Patch Theater in Leesburg. They have new productions all the time. My friend Dustin Levine's doing a great job there. They even did stand-up there. And hey, write him a check. Go see local community theater or write him a check. And, of course, check out our Facebook page. Check out our Twitter feeds, our RSS feeds, iHeartRadio, all that fun stuff.
Yup, YouTube.
You know what we haven't done in a while? We're going to have to do Mike-isms real soon.
Right?
Maybe we'll do Mike-isms in 55. Maybe I'll scrap something and we'll squeeze it in, right?
All right.
Hey, thanks for tuning in this episode 54. And Mike's going to do something about that gas. We'll see you in episode 55. All right, folks? All right. We'll see you.
Ciao.